G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2017. Up and down, up and down, up and down, mate, the story of our year so far.
Yeah, a better performance from your good self last week, and I split on 1-1. I just need St Kilda to kick straight. I really should stop betting St Kilda games in any way, shape or form, because they're my kryptonite already this season. We're only 4 weeks in.
It certainly has been a factor, the kicking for goal over the last couple of weeks anyway. The totals seem to have probably adjusted somewhat, and we're back around those mid 180 sort of marks across the board, even into the 170s at times. So whether that's the game sort of settling down after the first few rounds, or just an over adjustment from what we've seen in a couple of close contested games, but. Yeah, the kicking for goal certainly hasn't been great across the board. General foot skills, to be honest, apart from a couple of teams, haven't been great from what I've seen. So
nah, there's a lot of mediocrity out there at the moment, probably GWS and Adelaide aside. Anyway, we'll kick things off, and on Friday night we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Carlton. Power laying about 6 goals, total points line, high 170s, pushing 180.
Yeah, so I think the line is probably just about right. You wouldn't fancy giving up any more points than that. But again, Carlton, as well as they have played at times, they've tended to do better in lower, more hard-fought games rather than anything that gets even slightly expansive. Port Adelaide have a bit of a knack of putting rubbish teams to the sword over the journey. So that feels about right. For me, the total's probably just about right as well, purely because you just don't know what Carlton are going to contribute.
Yeah.
You don't want to back an under based on...
on Carlton not scoring.
On Carlton not scoring, and then they suddenly kick 10 goals and get beaten by 15 goals, and then you're cooked. And if they score 40 points, you wouldn't be as surprised either. So I'm happy to sit this one out.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy lay down for me as well. I marked this game 6 goals on a 180 total, so... Absolutely nothing to see. Interestingly, Carlton won the last two head-to-head, but both of those have been in Victoria. Limited sides travelling interstate, usually a recipe for disaster. This is a pretty easy stay away for me.
Sweet.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the Docklands for the Western Bulldogs in Brisbane. Dogs laying 7 to 7.5 goals, total points line low 180s.
I was really surprised when I saw this line. Obviously, the Dogs, well, I've backed them the last 2 weeks to win by around about 4 goals, and they've had a loss and a get out of jail couple of point win. So I was surprised on form. I think they're probably, the bookies are probably still trading on last year's exploits. I haven't seen anything even like that sort of form from the Dogs so far this year.
Well, I think it's more a reflection on Brisbane. Like, they got beaten by St Kilda by 16 scoring shots. Now, somehow St Kilda still didn't cover the bloody 32.5, but that's a gripe for another day. But I think it's more Brisbane against a pretty useful Victorian side in Victoria. The Lions are never going to go up 4 or 5 goals in that scenario. And then it's just at the margins, whether it's 6 to 8, depending on the quality of the Victorian side they're playing.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to back the Dogs at the minus 3 weeks in a row for any sort of sanity prevails. But I'm going to play the Lions at the plus. I think they've got upside. I think their endeavour and their attack on the ball, even though they've been getting belted, has still been evident at times. And I'll probably do my ass on this, but that's 7 and a bit goals is a hell of a lot anywhere. So I'll give it a crack. Why not?
Yeah, it's a no bet game for me. But interestingly, they played at the Docklands last year, and the Dogs won by 9 goals, and the total landed pretty close to where the total is here. And as you say, I think Brisbane are going better this year than last year, and the Dogs are certainly going worse on current form. So if you took that 9-goal win and added for Brisbane and subtracted for the Dogs, you probably do land on Brisbane at the plus. But it's a stay away for me. Second of the Saturday games, the twilight game up at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast. Suns hosting the Crows. Suns getting about 4.5 goals, total points line mid-190s.
Yeah, look, the Suns have been impressive their last couple of starts. Obviously, they smacked up Hawthorn and then had a win, which we expected, against Carlton. But the Crows are just unbelievable at the moment with their scoring power.
Oh, they're ominous. I watched the game Saturday night. We weren't bad. I left that game reasonably heartened that we were going all right.
Well, as good
and
as...
And just
and
got
That's sort of where I'm landing with this. I mean, Gold Coast, yes, they've played better.
Mm.
And they had really good output from Ablett and Lynch and those types, again, as we expected last week. But I don't see how Gold Coast are any better than Essendon on exposed form. Mm. And Adelaide, against teams that aren't fighting, like in our minds right now, is definite top four chances. Yep. I'm laying anything under 8 goals. Mm. So I'm happy to lay 4.5.
Yeah. I got pretty close to Adelaide at the minus here. I think they're the only way you could play. I'm not going to bet it. Head-to-head history, though, last three games, Crows have won them all by more than 40 points, and two of those games have been at Metricon. Head-to-head totals in recent times are all really high, but high 190s line, getting into twilight games, it's just enough in this.
Yeah.
I marked it slightly in Adelaide minus and slightly into the over, but not enough to play. Saturday night, we're at the SCG for the Swans and GWS. Swans getting about 2.5 goals, total points line mid-170s.
Yeah, well, I saw the GWS go around on the weekend against Port Adelaide. It was a hard-fought game for three quarters, and they just put the foot down and found another gear. I don't think Sydney are going any better than Port Adelaide are at the moment, even though they do expect to get a few troops back this week. I think Tippett's scheduled to, he's a test to come back in.
And he's going to be short of a run.
I think Isaac Heaney might be there or thereabouts as well. But still, I don't see that turning around their fortunes against GWS, who are, you know, in that conversation with Adelaide as a legitimate contenders at this point in time. So a couple of goals is nowhere near enough for mine, regardless of the venue.
Yep, I'm with GWS at the minus here as well. Also going to back the under. I mean, the minus and an under is an odd combination, but 2.5 goals, I think there's space. I don't think Sydney got many points in them. They struggled to score against West Coast. They struggled to score against Collingwood, who aren't a particularly good side. Recent head-to-head history, 6 of the last 7 totals, 177 or less. 5 of them have been in the 160s or lower.
Wow.
GWS have won the last 2 by 6 goals and 7 goals, respectively. Good enough for me. I don't think Sydney are going that well. Second of the Saturday night games are at Subiaco, Domain Stadium for Fremantle and North Melbourne. Dockers laying about 2 goals, total points line low 180s.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet in this game. Both sides are probably just a bit hard to gauge for me. North Melbourne are a funny one. They've been in games.
They play all right. They if they actually knew how to finish games, they'd be 2-2.
Or just finish possessions would be nice. Like, the amount of times they've got the ball streaming through the middle of the ground and just find a way to fuck it up. Like,
oh, yeah.
They'd be such a frustrating team to watch at the moment.
And yet somehow they were 5 goals up on the Dogs and 7 goals up on Geelong. And
yeah, unbelievable.
Crapped the bed twice.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Fremantle playing good footy at home. I like the way they're going about it. They seem to have injected some youth. Got a bit of excitement about the place now and seem to be enjoying their footy. So it'll be an interesting game to watch, but it's a no play for me.
Yeah, no play here for me either. Really struggling to get a line on Freo, just even their style of play. I mean, once upon a time, a low 180s line for Freo anywhere, let alone at Subi at night, was just money for jam. You just unleashed on the under for as much as they let you on for.
Yeah.
But the way they played the last couple of weeks, and particularly that game against Melbourne, which was a really good game to watch, their style may well have changed. Certainly their personnel has changed quite a bit, and there's enough in that to suggest that it's a stay out. If I was going to play, I think it'd have to be the under just on history, but not sure that history is actually that useful for the way Freo have gone in the last couple of weeks. We move on to Sunday, and Sunday afternoon we're at the Docklands again for St Kilda and Geelong. Saints getting about 2.5 goals, total points line mid-180s.
Yeah, I found a little bit of interest in this game, not enough to actually make a firm decision in either way, but I was leaning towards the points. St Kilda going reasonably well. I think Geelong's result last week has probably just flattered them a little bit in terms of how they're actually going. They kicked pretty much 11 unanswered goals in the last quarter after Hawthorn gave up.
That was a bludger of a game in the first half.
Yeah,
both
ways. I think they kicked 15-1 or something in the second half, which blew it out to a 14-goal margin.
Yep.
And not to talk up Hawthorn's performance at all, because they're going diabolical. There's no if, ends, or buts.
We'll come to them in a minute.
Absolutely. But with Geelong's performance in that game, had the Hawks taken a couple of opportunities in and around half-time... I think that game would have been finished a lot tighter than it did. So I don't think Geelong are quite going as good as that score line would show.
Yep.
But that being said, they are a team full of superstars and they can really turn it on. So probably enough doubt for me to stay out of the line. I don't mind the over in this game either, but then you're trusting St Kilda to kick straight.
Oh.
And, geez, that's not been fun in the last
three weeks.
So let's call it a no play.
Yeah, it's a no play for me for those exact same reasons. Recent head-to-head history would suggest you have the over, would also suggest you have St Kilda at the plus. Last two games have been a draw and a three-point St Kilda win. But the Buggers are going to have four more scoring shots and get beaten by three goals.
Yeah.
And screw the under. It's going to land low 180s despite the 25 goals, 32 or some bludger combination like that.
Yeah.
And that's just, I've done enough money on St Kilda this year already. I'm not betting them again.
Yeah.
Second of the Sunday games, twilight game at the MCG, Hawthorn and West Coast. Hawks getting a little over three goals, total points line, high 180s.
Well, I know the MCG hasn't been the happiest of hunting grounds for West Coast in recent times, and I know that we have a ethical obligation not to bet into our own teams, but I just can't let this one go. Hawthorn giving up only three goals to a team with that amount of scoring power against a team who just haven't fired a shot after half-time pretty much all year. I don't see where the improvement in Hawthorn is going to come from. They don't really have anybody to come back in that wasn't there on the weekend. I guess you make the excuse that Jaeger O'Meara comes back in, but he's not going that much better than number 23 that comes in anyway. So I'm really scared of this game as a Hawthorn supporter. I think this could be another 15-goal drubbing, and I'm more than happy to lay three goals. Oh, well. I'll be happy if Hawthorn win.
Yeah.
I'll be wild if
Hawthorn West Coast win to
by 10 points. But shit, I just can't let that value go.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got the faintest idea what to do with this game. I priced it as an unders game. I think that high 180s, particularly for a twilight game as the weather cools, is pretty rich. But Hawthorn can't stop anyone.
No. And they haven't kicked us. They haven't kicked any points at all.
No,
well, they've got a percentage of 55.
I mean, the Adelaide like game. Actually, the Adelaide game actually looks quite flattering now because they only got beaten by about four goals against Adelaide.
Yeah,
and for a fair chunk of that game, ran them pretty close. And like, okay, they'll be all right. But oh, gee, on the 2 weeks since you couldn't go near them. I mean, that Adelaide game is the only thing that scares me out of the West Coast minus here. If they play to that level, their round two level. West Coast aren't as good.
Yeah, so there's a long way between round two and round five when you're 0-4.
Yeah.
I just don't see where they're... I don't see where they're...
Where their motivation's going to come from.
Where their motivation comes from. I mean, you can talk about playing for pride, but...
Blokes have got four flags and the pride's all in the bank already.
And these blokes are now probably the realisation that they'll probably never play in another one.
Mm.
So... What is their motivation? Mm. Where is that coming from? I think they've got a big job in front of them.
Mm. Monday night, we're back at the MCG for Richmond and Melbourne. Tigers laying just shy of a goal. Total points line, mid-180s.
This will be a good game of football to watch. I'm not going to have a bet. If I was going to bet, it would be on form. It would be Richmond at the minus. They have been playing some good footy. But I'm going to be cheering for Melbourne. I think they've been playing pretty well, and I like to see them do well. They've been long suffering, as of Richmond, obviously, but let's be honest, who cares about them? So, probably the only bet that I could have recommended here would be an over, given both sides have shown propensity to score pretty heavily. Melbourne should get Hogan back this week as well, which gives them that real solid focus point up front. Be a ding dong battle in the middle. As we've said, pretty much every time Melbourne's gone up this year. But night game at the MCG on a Monday, it's just too much uncertainty for me, so I'm going to let it go.
So I'm with the under here, mainly on the basis that around this time of year it starts to turn. So particularly night games from round five onwards, if you take out Etihad, 65% to the under.
Mm.
Granted, we're only round four, but Melbourne's games... Day game, under the lid, day game, under the lid so far.
Yeah.
They haven't had one with that slightly cooler weather. Richmond have had a couple. They've had a pissing down rain one. I don't think you pay much heed to that.
Yeah.
Head-to-head history, a bit over the shot, but a couple of low scorers, particularly night games. I think mid-180s, a day short of Anzac Day in a night game, I have to take the under there.
Good stuff.
Anzac Day itself, we're back at the MCG again for Essendon and Collingwood. Bombers getting about a goal, total points line low 180s.
Yeah, well, the Bombers got smacked up last week, but as you alluded to earlier, they didn't play that poorly. Yeah. They were just run over by a team that's a hell of a lot better than what they're running into this week.
They were as good last week as they were against Hawthorn and Brisbane.
Well, there you go.
And a damn sight better than they were against Carlton, which was bloody awful.
I think Essendon home game, Anzac Day at the G, they're going to have member priority. Every single one of their members will be there, I would imagine. And they'll want to repay that faith that's been shown that football club over the last few years. And I generally don't try and bet emotionally, but I think that that's going to be enough for them to get across the line. And with a point start as well, I'm happy to take it.
Interestingly, recent history of head-to-head Anzac Day games, couple of close ones and a shitload of blowouts.
Yeah.
If I was going to bet, I priced this game up. It's just take your pick. I don't think either side's going better than the other, which would suggest take the points. I'm emotionally invested enough as is. It's going to be interesting, though, particularly if the Bombers can get the win and go to 3-2. You're going to be one of those sides in the debate for position 7-8 on the ladder. I can't see Essendon finishing top six, but you win games like this, you find your way arse backwards into 12 or 13 wins and
absolutely
a license to get pizzled in round one of the finals. Usually but interstate, as has become the Essendon tradition, go, but usually to South Australia and get dusted, probably by Port, because Adelaide will be a top four side.
Making the eight would be a massive win for them.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be ahead of where I expected them to be.
And it would be one more team that would be in front of Collingwood, so that's a massive win as well.
Yeah, it'd be two games up on Collingwood after five games. We'd be two up on Carlton too, I reckon. That'd be a good spot to be.
15 up on Carlton.
It's been a while coming, better part of a decade, I believe. So a total of three for me this week, GWS at the minus and the under in that same game and the under in the Richmond-Melbourne game.
Yeah, well, five for me this week again, and on the strength of last week, no totals, all margins. It is the AFL Lions after all, so back to the roots. Brisbane at the plus, Adelaide at the minus, GW minus, West Coast minus, and Essendon at what I believe is a false plus.
There we go, good luck and good punning, folks.
Get around it.